here on a Monday. Naz here. Welcome to Steel and Naz, Mass Music Radio's Pioneer Podcast. We're located in Quincy Point at the Mass Music Radio headquarters. Back here again tonight, we have a bit of a change-up. The deckhand, I mean, you would say in fancy terms, on the hit Bravo reality TV show Below Deck, South Shore-born Alex Radcliffe joins the show to tell his wild story from college dropout to starring on a TV show on a 150-foot yacht sailing in the Mediterranean. This might be the craziest shit I've ever seen, huh, guys?
I said it. It's the best college dropout story since Kanye West. Yeah. Possibly better.
Possibly the greatest story I've ever
heard
in my life.
Current times, probably beats Kanye.
Straight up, one of the greatest stories I've ever heard in my life. Maybe the best.
It gives hope to all the drunks out there that just are searching
Get drunk and yacht, baby. Get drunk and yacht.
I couldn't believe it. I kind of want to sign up too, but...
Yachting?
Yeah.
Who would have fucking guessed?
Yeah, great episode. Great interview.
Also, NFL Wildcard Weekend just wrapped up this past weekend. We'll have our takes on those results. With the boys came out pretty good this past weekend. Along, we'll have our predictions for this weekend's divisional round matchups, too. Lastly, we'll have some UFC talk. As big fights between Calvin Kattar and Max Holloway, along with the long-awaited return of Conor McGregor. That's actually going to happen, I think, 2 weeks. Not this Saturday, next Saturday, in a rematch with Dustin Poirier. We got some spice on this show, so buckle up and strap in. Here we go, Bravo TV's Alex Radcliffe. We're here right now with Bravo reality TV star. Is that good enough? Below the Deck, Mediterranean, Season 5, The Wellington, Al Radcliffe. How's it going tonight?
Hey, what's up, boys? How we doing?
Good. Was that good enough opening for you, or should I have... color code a little bit more?
I mean, you stroked me a little bit, so that's all.
I guess I was using my deck hand because I think that's your description.
Yeah, right? Hey, I think you just want me to go below your deck.
Oh, man. Oh. Don't tempt someone
this
else
one's
with a good
get
time.
Salacious. Yeah.
So I got to ask right out of the gate, because I remember you, like, as an athlete growing up, obviously I know your brother Nick as well, but what got you into, like, what came you into contact with this whole, you know, Bravo situation?
So it kind of goes back close to 3 years ago now. So I was in college, I was playing hockey in Philly at the time, basically just like taping my ankles up, just grinding it out, being a fucking bum. I was playing outside of Philly, and dude, I kept getting hurt. Like, it was like I completely tore my hamstring, so I was like miserable for a few months. I separated my shoulder twice. It was all the same season, so it got to a point that I was just getting so miserable that I it was a few years kind of at this point. Every year, I kept getting hurt. So then it was just this, like, that past year, my last year playing in Philly, I was like, you know what, fuck this. Like, I'm only going to school, you know, to play hockey. Like, I fucking hate school. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just miserable. And my boy called me. My boy was in the Marines. And he goes, hey, man, like, so I know this is wild, but, like, I just went to Spain. Like, he was stationed in Italy. He goes, I went to Spain to visit his
not to cut you off, but was it JR?
No. Okay. It was my buddy Colin.
Oh, okay.
And so he's like, yeah, dude, like some guy that just got out of the Marines started working on yachts in Spain. He goes, dude, like I just visited him in Spain, and you know, there's a thing called yachting, and it's like you work on a, you know, on a luxury boat, you travel the world, you live for free, you eat for free, like, You work for billionaires. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is that? Like,
you don't say.
You know, all we know is fucking, like, you know, going out with your buddies on a 20-foot boat and throwing a pole out there to catch some fish.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
have some beers.
Eventually,
like,
falling off. Yeah.
So yachting is not a thing unless, like, you go to Nantucket for the weekend and you see these fucking huge boats, which it looks like a fucking cruise ship, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, dude, look, you know, looks cool. Like, I don't think anything of it. And you know, when you talk about something, like, it starts showing up on social media, it pops up on your Google, like, just somehow, you
they're
know,
always listening.
Magically appear. Yeah,
they're always
right.
Listening.
Always listening.
Yeah. Google.
So a week later, after he told me that, I'm fucking, you know, I'm just like on Instagram or Facebook or something. I keep saying, get into yacht. I'm like, what the fuck? So I do my research. I'm like, all you need to do is get, like, your STCW, which is just like a safety background of, like, say, you know, if a boat caught on fire or fucking sank, like you know the safety procedures. I'm like, oh, $1,000, 5-day course in Fort Lauderdale, sure. So I fucking drop out of college. Listen, fucking a Google ad or a Facebook ad. I fucking drop out of college fucking 10 minutes later. So I tell my mom, I call my mom. I'm like, yeah, I'm driving back right now. Philly. She goes, oh, like, what are you, like, have a long weekend? Or something? I'm like, no, I just dropped out.
It's all done.
She goes, you're joking. I'm like, no, I'm serious. I'm fucking moving to Florida next week. I'm selling my car. She goes, are you fucking mental? I'm like, yeah. So, dude, like, no bullshit. I'm not exaggerating. So I literally go home for a week. I work construction for my uncle doing paving to make like $1,000. Sold my car, which was a beater. So basically only got like another $1,000. I'm this college student, like 21 years old, and I have maybe a few $1,000 in my bank account. I buy a one-way ticket to Fort Lauderdale, and so I go down there. I show up on a Sunday, right? And obviously, it was the middle of the winter, so fucking Patriots football was still going on. And yeah. I show up to this crew house, which I heard a crew out, like, you just, like, it's like an Airbnb for people, for yachties that, like, try to find work or whatever. Or, like, when you take course, you stay in this house. So I show up to this house on a Sunday. It's, like, 1 o'clock, I land. And these guys go, hey, man, like, do you watch football at all? We're going to a sports bar later on. And, you can play poker. I'm like, oh, fucking poker and football? Yeah, I don't say nothing. I'm like, yeah, sure. Which little did I know, all I made my money in college, all these rich kids playing poker. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll go play. So I go to this bar in Fort Lauderdale. My first day, I haven't even unpacked nothing. I show up there, and we start playing poker, end up watching the Pats game. I get fucking shit-faced. But this, I start this course on Monday. I'm talking to this fucking South African guy next to me, and I end up winning the tournament. You know, a humble brag, whatever, winning this poker tournament. So fucking, so we go down, and this guy's talking for 4 hours. He goes, you know, like, what are you trying to do? I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to get into yachting, whatever. He doesn't tell me anything. So by the end of the night, we're shit-faced, we're laughing. He goes, hey, man, so you finished your course on Saturday, right? I'm like, well, it was kind of a weird question this guy asked me. So I'm like, I guess. Like, he goes, all right, well, I'm a chief engineer on a fucking 200-foot boat. He goes, I like your attitude and you're a funny kid. He goes, here's my number. Finish your course and call me Saturday night. You start Sunday at 6 a.m. He goes, if you call me, I'll see you real about it. So if I can call this guy Saturday night, I didn't know if he was just going to try to fucking stroke me off or what the deal was. Yeah, he was a real cheap engineer in a boat. So I got my first job fucking gambling and fucking at shit face my first day in Florida. Like,
what a story. American dream, baby.
Yeah, that's like the Titanic.
I tell people, get in a yacht and drop out of college and go fucking go to the bar and see what happens. And it all happened like that. And it was just happening quick. So I finished the course. I got my first job in the fucking blink of the eye. And, you know, and I worked for this boat for 2 months. And this guy's like, oh, so how long have you been an engineer for? I'm like, engineer? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm a 21-year-old freshman for the third time in college. Like, He goes, wait, you don't want to be an engineer? I'm like, no. He goes, so why are you here? I'm like, you offer me a job, shit-based. I'm going to say yes to it. So this whole time, I thought I was just doing basic yachting things. No, I was doing engineering shit to a fucking, to a $25 million boat. I had no idea what I was doing.
Wow.
I was just following what the guy was telling me to do, right? And he goes, so what do you want to do? He starts laughing. He goes, what do you want to do? I'm like, I don't know, like the basic shit. Like, I want to play with like the fucking the jet skis and, you know, those toys. He goes, oh, so you want to start as a deck hand? I'm like, yeah, whatever that means, sure. So he calls one of his buddies and he goes, hey, man, I have this kid. He doesn't really know too much, but he's, you know, he's a good time on the boat. He's a hard worker. So later that day, I get a call from a captain saying, hey, so-and-so gave me your contact. I have a boat in the Bahamas, a charter boat. Do you want to work on it? I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
This might be the most ridiculous story, like, ever. This is better than the Kanye college dropout story. It legit is.
I can't even make this up, man. I fly out to the Bahamas the next day, and it was just crazy. And it's like, fly out there and start working, and a year and a half later, you know, basically, that's how Below Deck comes. So, year and a half in the industry at this point, where I just started. And so, like, last year, or March of 2019, I guess?
Yeah.
Or, 2019, we're at a barbecue. We're all in Fort Lauderdale. All the boats are back. And I meet this kid named Jalal, and he was on the show.
Jalal, wow. Great name.
Yeah, he was a South African kid. He was on the show for 2 years or 2 seasons. And so everyone's kind of sucking his dick, right? Like, everyone's fucking, like, we're at this barbecue. Everyone's like, oh, Jalal, you know, this and that. I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't even want the show.
Don't know me.
So literally everyone was going up to him. And I remember to talk to him. And I'm going to the cooler to get like another drink, and he's there too. I'm like, oh, what's up, man? And he goes, oh, what boat you working on? I'm like, ah, oh, I'm on a boat, you know, like a mile down the road. How about you? He goes, oh, I'm on Below Deck. I'm like, okay, so what boat are you on right now? He's like, oh, well, you know, I don't know, not doing anything right now. I just, you know, just filmed. I'm like, all right, cool, man. Like, and I start laughing. I'm like, hey, I'm not gonna, like, I'm a little pissy. I'm kind of like a dickhead when I'm drunk. Not like a dickhead, like I don't really care. I'm like, hey, man, I'm not some blonde chick with big tits going to suck you up. I don't care if you're on a show. You want to go get shit-faced and go play with a girl? And he starts dying laughing. He goes, all right, yeah, I respect that. So we get hammered that night, right, and had a good time, you know, flirting around. He finds me on social media. I guess, like, he knew, like, one of my friends, whatever. He DMs me the next day. He goes, hey, man, like, fucking what a night, this and that. Like you're fucking crazy, whatever. I'm like, yeah, man, good night. And he goes, hey, like, I would love to send your information to production. I think, you know, I think you'd be awesome for the show. And I'm thinking, okay, this kid's being a little weird right now.
Yeah, just come out of the field.
Like, you know, I met you for fucking 4 hours. And we're doing fucking scorpion bowls. Like, take it easy. So he, you know, he hits me up. I'm like, yeah, you can send my information out. And it's just crazy how it worked out. So then I come back home. I come home for, maybe it was in February, because I came home for St. Patty's Day back in Boston. So mm-hmm. I come home, and I get a call literally the morning of St. Patrick's Day, or the Sunday of the parade.
Big day.
And people fucking, that if you're not from Boston, that's a crazy day to call me. Yeah. So I get a call on a Sunday at like 10 in the morning. Hey, this is a production from Below Deck. Like, we got your info from Jalal. Like, do you mind? Can we call you like later on at like 6 o'clock? Or it was like 7 o'clock their time in LA. It would be 4 o'clock Boston. I'm like, yeah, sure, that's fine. I already know I'm having a day drink ahead of me. So we're in Southie. I'm like, I get all like liquored up, and I'm all, you know, I'm all pretty fucked up. And I get a text an hour before the Skype or Zoom interview or whatever it was. And they go, hey, just a reminder, we're going to do this. I'm like, I look at my buddies. I'm like, one of my buddies looks Southie. I'm like, hey, you mind if I just go to your apartment real quick? I just got to like do this like stupid interview. And he goes, yeah, sure. Don't tell him anything what I'm doing. So I show up. I hop on the computer. I go to the Zoom. You know, my eyes are drooping. I'm more cross-eyed than your cousin James. So I love James, by the way.
He's an asshole, though. You're in the right there.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So yeah, he's crazy eyes from Mr. Deeds.
Yep.
So I do this interview, and after the interview, I get a call the next day, and they go, Alex, so we should tell you, we fucking love you. Like you were the first person to show up. You were clearly intoxicated. You were wearing like a V-neck. Your hair was a mess, and like, we love you. I'm like, what? They go, yeah, everyone's usually dressed up, shirt and tie, like nervous to talk. You were just like talking nonsense, and like you were just like a real person. I'm like, no shit. So every time I get fucking hammered, somehow I'm finding a job.
That's unbelievable.
Dude, so I'm like, oh, I think it's kind of fun. But yeah, anyway, so it worked out.
That day of St. Patty's Day, that was more of like an audition than an interview or anything? Or was there like an audition?
Fuck. Type of thing? No shit, huh? Yeah, yeah, I mean, fuck, I put on an absolute clinic during that. I don't know what I'm talking about. Like, because like, it's funny, like they're asking like stories like, you know, what's some things, you know, how's your sex life on the boat? Are you like, you hook up with crew members, you put them like, yeah, fuck yeah. Like,
yeah, you better believe it. That's why I'm there.
You're saying everything I want to do.
Yeah. That's the whole point.
So,
yeah.
Whatever. So they're asking me questions. I'm literally talking, like, I'm talking like to one of the boys, like one of my friends, right? I'm like, yeah. I hooked up with this girl like a few weeks ago in the hot tub, on the boat. Absolutely. And they, I don't know, they just loved it, because like, they knew I was just being like real. I wasn't trying to fake anything. And yeah. uh, so So it worked. So it worked out, and yeah, then we filmed what, maybe 5 months after that in August to October, and yeah, then it came out fucking like a year after that.
Yeah, my thing, I mean, obviously the story and everything's great, but the biggest thing I was like, how did you get through this? Was like, how was it to be in front of the camera and like acting? I mean, not acting everything out, like you're saying, you probably just said everything that was on your mind, but how was that kind of instance as you first got into it?
So with the camera and all that, going into it, I honestly didn't think about it like at all. I wasn't nervous, didn't even know what to think about it. I went into it. The first thing that made me fucking that was weird for me. So like we showed up, we filmed. No, I lied. So we showed up like the day before, like the cameras gonna start rolling. Like it was gonna be the whole crew member. We did like an intro video, like green screen. Which we had like a little studio, a mile away from the boat. Which like after every charter, you know, we would do the green screen, the confessionals or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
So he was like, hey, like, you know, what's your name? Where are you from? And that, and like, I can't do anything staged. So like the fact that I know they're asking me questions and I'm like trying to answer these questions that aren't in the moment are tough for me. Cause I know how to just be myself and like I would be the worst actor of all time. I can't read. I couldn't be scripted, like nothing. So that was tough for me. And I told him after this, I'm like, I was stuttering like no other, like, you know, I felt nervous, which I never get nervous. I'm like, I wish I could just have like a glass of wine or a cocktail or vodka.
Yeah, fuck cool. around, you know? Yeah.
I'm way exactly. better when I'm boozed up.
They go, Alex, look behind you. There's a fucking full cooler.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, no shit. So from that moment on, when we filmed, great. And then after each charter, so we had 9 charters. After each charter, you know, you go in for like a few hours and like you react and then boom, like they ask you questions about the charter and you rehash it. So it all ties into each charter, right? So like I would just get hammered. I would just open up the cooler and just start drinking, you know. I felt like, and that's why in all my interviews, I was just dying laughing and my eyes were fucking sweating. I was like pretty drunk and I never felt nervous from that time on. But, you know, it was weird to think about the first few days, like that you had a microphone on you, like wires on
you.
24/7.
Yeah,
I just remember, dude, it's weird. You're taking a shit and they just fucking hear you. Like, control room just.
I remember I remember the show Entourage when like Johnny Drama's like trapped and doesn't want to come outside and he leaves his mic on and he's jerking it and everyone's just hearing him.
I fucking love that show.
For listeners who don't know, the show took. At least your season took place in Spain, where you guys were on a 150-foot yacht sailing around the Mediterranean for 5-6 weeks. That's correct, right?
Yeah. We were Mallorca, Spain. It was 184 feet. Get your facts right now.
It's at 150.
Yikes.
Got to get the fact check going.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. So like, what was that? Like, I mean, we talked about you getting into it and everything, but actually like being there and like, a part of Spain where it's probably beautiful and you really are just looking around with a beautiful weather and you're like, oh, where's my next drink at?
Dude, fuck. No, man, honestly, Spain, like Mallorca, Spain, like it's like a private, like a little island over there. Dude, it is gorgeous. Like, and being on the water over there, it's fucking unreal. The girls are beautiful. Like, there's tons of money in that part of Spain, like in Mallorca. So, It was just a sick, like, it was unreal. Like, I was supposed to fly out 2 days after filming. I stayed for an extra 10 days because, like, I wanted to enjoy it, just, like, you know, not filming, like, do my own thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, crush it yourself, yeah.
Another thing I saw, too, was Johnny Damon on set? I saw that.
Yeah, Johnny Damon, he was, he had one of the charters. That guy is a fucking off his rocks, dude.
Yeah, because speaking of like James Naz, he met him too, and was just said he was just like smoke a weed, had like a beer gut. I was just like, let's get that. Like, what's up with this guy right now?
Dude,
get him on.
Talk about the guy lost his fastball. Like, he definitely put a gut on, but yeah, he was fucked up. And his wife, like, he was just ripping his fucking pen all day, just getting hammered. But whatever, they're on vacation.
So,
you know, this is what was weird for me with Johnny Damon. Well, a few things. So the first thing, you know, he would, like, him and his wife and his friends would refer to himself as JD. He would call himself JD. So he goes, hey, who wants to see JD do backflip off the boat? I'm like, dude, like, why are you calling yourself JD?
Yeah, yikes.
And then so he would call me Boston, right? So, like, you know, because I'm from the area, he goes, like, he would call me the whole trip. Oh, what's up, Boston? I'm like, oh, what's up? And he goes, hey, hold up your hand. I got something for you. I want you to hold something. Like, all right. I hold my hand out. It's a 2004 World Series ring. Oh, I'm like, I'm like, yeah, cool, but who brings a 2004 World Series ring on a private vacation to a beach in 2019? Yeah. And then like the last thing that he said to me, like, it was just weird. Like he just kind of loved himself. He goes, hey man, like, he goes, hey, you know what I batted for the Sox? I'm like, yeah, you're number one leadoff guy. He goes, damn right I was. I'm like, oh, dude.
A guy who couldn't break a thing of glass with a fastball.
Yeah.
That guy had no one.
Dude. Oh, dude. Yeah, no kidding, man. Yeah. But whatever. I mean, it was still cool to meet him.
Oh, like, no, I bet he was good shit. Just the whole JD thing, you know, kind of runs me the wrong way.
It was definitely weird. You know what I mean? It was definitely some weird things. But whatever. I mean, like, you know, guy that I looked at my whole life, you know, watched on fucking TV and sport. It was so cool. I live with him. Live with him for 3 days. I'm basically the man now, living with JD.
We got to get into this, Alex. A couple fan questions. You know, us sitting at this table, we haven't watched the show. We're all guilty, I think.
I watch a little bit.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. All right, Naz.
Speak for yourself, pal.
I haven't watched. I'm not going to lie. My whole family has, but I haven't. And they all want to know.
I like your family, not you.
I'm going to tune in now. I didn't know we had
I'll be
Bravo.
Honest, bro, if I was on it, I've only watched half the episodes. I haven't watched all of them.
Well, the people want to know, how's your relationship with Bugsy going?
Bugsy, she's good. Me and her, we're really tight. I mean, it looked like I was a puppy dog in love with her, but no, it was good. We have a good flirty, little flirty banter going on, and yeah, me and her tight. We talk every few weeks or so, just kind of catch up and shit. But nothing really happened after the show. We met up a few times on a few things, but. Yeah, we have a good relationship, I think.
That's good to hear. I'm sure the people will like to hear that. Also, someone is saying, Chris Kingsley's asking this, your boy Chris Kingsley, saying, say you're a part of next season of the Below the Deck. Will you try to sneak in some promotion for your clothing brand?
he's fucking mental.
He said maybe by responding to a question with, well, I don't know, that's our behavior, I guess, followed by a wink at the camera. Chris Kingsley must not know this is a podcast.
Yeah. I like the end of his question, though. That's the last one.
Oh, he also wants to ask, what advice do you have for people that piss their pants in public? Is there an effective technique to hide it, or do you just spin it into a Billy Madison type thing?
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad way to end it, no?
Not a bad way at all.
What is up with your clothing item? I've seen, what is it called? Our behavior. You're doing like the workout stuff with John Ross and all them.
I mean that R60 I tried to start, which was like a 60-day workout thing. It really became an R15.
Then you got have to get back to the booth.
I was trying to do 60 days, dropping 30 pounds. I ended up doing like 60 days of gaining about fucking 50.
It's a thought that counts sometimes with that, though.
But it's all right. You know, fucking COVID, you know, just blame it on that.
my last question here, Al. So, like, obviously the show went well and, you know, everything around is looking nice. So how do you want to build off this? Like, the season's over now. Like, where do you want to go from here? You want to get back on the screen, or you just want to get on a boat and drunk?
Ah, man. I mean, I'd be lying if I said, I wouldn't want to be on it again. I mean, look, it's 6 weeks with good, really good money. You know, there's a lot of opportunities coming after that. Yeah. I mean, I just had fun, man. Like, I didn't have any drama with anyone. I partied my ass off on the show. I had a good relationship. I mean, I made good friends. I had a blast overall. I mean, I know a lot of them, you know, had a lot of backlash or didn't have a good time or got, you know, self-conscious because of the camera, but fuck that. I had a good time. And, you know what I mean? I have a few things in the works right now with, doing a little more with Bravo. Well, which I can say that now. So because they just announced it last week. I mean, I did like another Bravo thing. It's like there's a new season of Below Deck on now. And there's like a, it's called Galley Talk. It's just like, it's basically me sitting on the couch, me and this other girl who's on the show like a year before me. And we get drunk and we react to the new season that's out right now. So it's, so and like they air those on like Fridays or whatever. So, I mean, it's like, I'm doing little shit right now.
Yeah, still, any clout, you know, is good clout.
Yeah. Mean, not bad at all. I got to get Kingsley on the show. I think he would be a big hit.
I think it would be.
He'd be a great drunken tourist.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Get me.
I think maybe put Mitch in there. Put Mitch in the hot tub with some hot girls. I think that would be nice, too.
Yeah. I know Chris has one of the like most sickest minds I've ever come across.
Yeah,
so
that kid
would be an absolute wild card. Good call there, Steve.
Chris would get canceled in 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
They'd be switching the show to Adult Swim or whatever that is.
Midnight. Oh my god. I mean, like, yeah, it would be going from like, you know, to a family show to Ron Jeremy like late night, like it's fucked up.
Do you now that the show is done right now, are you just back on like chartering normal yachts, not being
I'm on a boat right now. We just finished charter. We did a charter in Miami for Christmas and New Year's, and then we go to Bahamas next week or 2 weeks or something for another charter.
Is it more fun off camera or like or on camera? It doesn't really matter.
I mean,
it sounds like the best job in the fucking world, to be honest. I'm debating doing what you did after listening to your story.
I mean, being on camera was a little easier because like the charters are only 2 to 3 days. The money's fucking a lot better. Well, I mean, the money's still good regardless, and they pay for all like, you know, for all the crew dinners and all your alcohol. I didn't pay for one alcohol for one drink 2 months. I mean, yeah, the show was great. It took care of you, the whole thing.
Yeah. Plus, you're avoiding the cold that we're going through now up here.
Yeah, fuck, I know. Yeah, that sucks. I mean, I was going to say something like that sucks. I mean, I left 2 weeks, so I don't feel bad. If you want to leave, fucking get your ass up, get you and fucking...
Say
your boys,
tell
you the mics in production and come fucking film it in Florida. You're fine.
Get your shit together. Right?
I'm about to sell my fucking Bitcoin right now, and I'm heading down. We'll buy it.
Hey, are you in crypto right now?
Freaking right. I'm off my Ethereum.
Oh, dude, I have Ethereum too. I bought 5 shares at 190.
You must be sitting pretty then right now. Did you buy him drunk? That's the only way this story gets better. I want every good thing that happens to you just to be when you're hammered.
Dude. No, I bought a little hungover. Dude, like,
yeah,
I never,
works.
Like, so... Dude, I got into crypto, like, I think once COVID just hit, like, I didn't really know about it. And, like, well, I knew about it, but, like, I didn't, like, do my research. And, like, I told my buddies, I'm like, dude, I want to get in. They're like, do Ripple, do Ethereum. Ethereum's going to be huge, like Chainlink, all this. So I'm like, all right, I'll put $1,000 on each of them, which I should have bought like a fucking million shares of Ethereum. But dude, when I looked at it, when I bought Ethereum at like 190 or like 175 or 190, whatever it was, Bitcoin was at fucking $4,200. Now it's at like 3,500. Of 35,000.
Insanity.
It's insane. It's hopefully we can buy our own charters and yachts. Maybe who knows? Who knows how high these numbers
will
go?
Don't get too excited over that.
I'm gonna do what you did. I'm gonna fucking book a flight to fucking Miami or Fort Lauderdale.
We were supposed to go to Tampa for Rough and Rowdy, but they just dropped out.
I'm just gonna go to Florida. Good things happen in Florida.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're doing it in West Virginia.
Have you been to Tampa before?
Not yet.
I have. Yeah.
Dude, Tampa might be the best place in the world.
It is. I have you checked out a Lightning game at all, too? Those are pretty dope.
No, I just checked out a bar called Saloon in Soho.
Saloon? Any strip clubs? Any worth repeating? No?
Dude, it's fucking stupid. But all right, boys.
What? My brother has one last question. He, Malia, yeah. The girl Malia, is her name, I believe.
Yeah, Malia.
Anything? If given the chance, sleep with her, would you? If you haven't already.
Dude, she hands down. I mean, me and her are like super good friends, like super tight. But she is the hottest girl. She was the hottest girl on the show.
Shout out,
like,
Malia.
She was my boss. Like, me and her are just super tight. But she's hot. I'll answer that. She's hot.
All right.
Al Radcliffe, appreciate you coming on, man. Best of luck with everything. And sounds like things are going pretty good down there.
All right, boys. It was nice talking to you guys. Yeah, let's link up soon when I'm back.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
See you guys.
Well, that was something, man. Al Radcliffe. That's quite the story, huh? From college dropout to on the Mediterranean. You know,
God bless America,
with
man.
A bunch of chicks.
Yeah, Below Deck sounds like kind of must-watch TV.
Scale of 1 to 10, like how much do you want to do that like right now, Magic?
I Googled it the day after. I sent it to the group chat. I Googled how to do yachting. And the rule number one is be in the right place at the right time. So fucking...
He was literally in the right place the entire time.
He did rule number one to a T.
So you went west. You got to go south.
Yeah, I went to the wrong spot.
What is the most you would do to be invited onto that yacht? Like just for take a quick sail with him.
He was talking a lot about jerking people off. And well, he wasn't going to do that, but he kept thinking that
would you jerk someone?
No. I had to talk my way out of it.
Sounds like you're not going to make it then. You weren't confident.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to get drunk and be in the right place at the right time and have a little bit of a yachting license. I think that's all he said he needed. And he was fucking good to go.
Yeah, I think that was it, literally.
And shout out to him. Over the weekend, looks like he's starting an OnlyFans. Respect. I don't think any of us will follow you, Alex, but we'll plug it for you.
We'll switch it. Switching gears from OnlyFans to the gridiron. Yeah, we had quite ourselves NFL wildcard weekend, huh, guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good games.
Yeah,
games.
This is the only one I didn't see fully. I had to work, but Buffalo over Indy. You know, Buffalo's been on a tear. Josh Allen just coming down to the right seconds. And it looked like Phillip Rivers was just in a war cry for the last quarter there.
Josh Allen tried to fumble it away again. The bastard. He did.
And right before half, the Colts, they didn't kick that field goal. And then the Bills came right down and scored with like 2.5 minutes left in the half. They should have just kicked a field goal. And
they went for two. They went for two. They almost lucked out everyone who had.
No, but it would have been tied six. Anyways. I mean, just a win, I'm saying. I guess we.
My fantasy hero, Stephon Diggs, still crushing it, though. Crushing it.
So they move on to the next round. And the second game of the day was probably the most frustrating I've seen in quite some time. We had Russell Wilson get outplayed by a thumbless Jared Goff, and he wasn't even good either. Their guy, Wofford, got hurt in the first 5 minutes.
Crushed.
Just absolutely ridiculous.
Wake Forest.
And Aaron Donald, like, broke his ribs and still was just an absolute fucking...
Yeah, that team's a lost cause. All I saw was Sean McVay looking like midget boy, just going around smacking everyone high five. It's like...
Bringing the energy. Now. I like that.
You don't like Sean McVay?
Nah,
it's
ever since the Patriots Super Bowl, where he just...
We kicked him. Yeah,
but he
kissed...
But he lost it before the game. He was just kissing Belichick's ass. I couldn't stand that shit. Go there to win the game. Don't go there to be a fanboy.
He was
changes people's opinions about you.
You're telling me Sean McVay went to the Super Bowl to be a fanboy and not win?
Oh,
the
he
Super
was
Bowl?
Definitely a fanboy.
Yeah, did not, but not win the Super Bowl.
I mean, at that point, it was already over.
Goff was also a fucking bum in that Super Bowl as well. So I mean.
He's a bum in every game I've ever seen him. He's no, that was the
Goff
point.
And he went hate. Set.
He no, yeah, like, no, to his defense, dude, his thumb is, like, shattered.
Yeah, it is.
So, like he couldn't even throw broken. Spirals. I think he went 7 for 17.
Like you could like see McVay being, yards. Like, fuck, he's already got to go in, like, the first quarter. Yeah. Like, he was, like
I'm surprised he even dressed.
Yeah, it wasn't even, like, because Wofford sucked. Like, he got hurt. Like, yeah. McVay was, like, shit.
He hurt, like, his, he hurt his head or something.
Yeah, Jamal Adams
went,
tuned
yeah, went
him
right
up.
To the hospital. He ended up joining like the after party after, which is kind of huge. But
respect.
I mean, I'd be down with that, right, Magic?
Of course, always.
Unless we don't get another just a turning situation. I wonder if we will.
That was wild. That was crazy.
I think about that like once a week.
Yeah. They cut to it. It was just like just.
They really just shut that down because that was just such a bad.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you got COVID. Oh yeah. No, let's go celebrate with the team. It's like, is that what we're doing here?
They didn't release any COVID information about
nothing.
No. We gotta get Matt Duffy back on.
See, they went fucking.
See how many Houston.
They went fucking.
Colby Rasmus on that team.
he's probably at the after party, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So the night game Saturday night, Tom Brady. I thought this was going to be by like 40 points. I thought it was going to be a 40-point game. The guy, it's Heinicke, right?
Heinicke.
Yeah, former Heinicke. Patriots practice squad quarterback. Came in, ended up having the highest QBR of the whole weekend between any quarterback.
Yeah,
he was a stud.
He was literally a stud. Like, it wasn't just
if
like
he didn't play like a stud, they lose by 40.
I honestly blame myself on that, not covering for all Bucks bettors there. I tweeted my tweet, not to brag, that they're going to win by a million right before that game started. My fault.
Did not win by a million. You bastard.
And any smart guys, you know, that the morning of it was -8, so you would have
plus. Is that dude a rookie? No. Heinicke?
Second year, probably, but basically a rookie.
He's just a bum.
Yeah. More or less, yeah.
His stock just went up, though.
He's going to get paid.
You think?
Not paid, but he's going to get a spot.
Yeah, he's going to get a shot. Yeah,
I think it'll be in Washington.
What?
Will it be in Washington, though?
Yeah, probably. Alex Smith has no leg.
I know he's gone,
and,
yeah.
And Dwayne Haskins is cut.
How about Antonio Brown with the first touchdown, though? Look pretty radical.
That Tampa team with those weapons, it's
they run. We'll go over that later in the show.
I listened to a little. There was a little mic'd up of Tom Brady going around Twitter tonight.
It was beautiful.
Oh my god! Yeah,
it was tremendous.
It made me instantly. I was like, this guy's gonna fucking win another Super Bowl.
God damn right he is, magic.
When like Chase Young was talking to him, be like, yo, you know, man, it's all respect. Like, I do talk about you. He's like, man, I know the game. Yeah. And then the next like view of like whatever video it was Brady just tossing that touchdown pass to Antonio Brown. It's like, yeah, you don't even strike me one bit.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Good stuff, Tom. Keep it fucking going.
Yeah.
Couldn't even tell he played Chase Young.
We'll go right road going and reviewing. This was probably the best game of the weekend. Baltimore over Tennessee. I mean, it was back and forth the entire game. And I know if you're a football guy, you want to see offenses on offense. But there was a lot of good defensive stops there. Lamar Jackson. That might have been one of the better runs I've seen in quite some time. That I think their first touchdown, 50-yard run was insane.
He was the game changer. Like he balled. He balled. Fun. That was amazing.
And Derrick Henry just got shut down.
Yeah, happens.
And that's the bottom line of the Tennessee Titans. If you can shut him down and you can get somewhat of a lead, you're gonna have to have that bum. I'm calling him bum, Ryan Tannehill, to throw you into a win. And he's not a bum. You know what? He's a decent quarterback, but when I look back on it, I think this guy used to play for Miami. I know what this guy's all about.
That's Adam Gase's team. Like, he just ruined Sam Darnold, who could have been a good quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
He's ruined him. Sam Darnold's dead.
I don't think it's Sam Darnold. Yeah, I don't think it's fair to say, but no matter, it's not fair to him at all, but I'm still going to look at it that way no matter what.
Nah.
Fuck him.
They do. Yeah, if they had a good QB, different story down there. Well, a better QB.
He's like
above average.
Yeah.
He's like a Matt Stafford. He probably is pretty good.
Nah, Matt Stafford's got a sling. Wait till he plays.
You literally shit on Matt Stafford last show. I remember it.
he will not agree with
me. You said that. I know you
did. He will not agree with me.
No, he's got a sling, though.
He does.
No, I'm not saying like the quarterback I want. I'm just saying Matt Stafford has a sling.
Yeah,
Ryan Tannehill is a
system game managed quarterback.
Like Alex Smith, no, he's better than that.
What Alex Smith used to be like is pretty similar to Ryan Tannehill's game.
Like pre leg injury. That's probably the same thing.
A good fucking quarterback. It's not a bad one.
That's why I said pretty good. I'm not saying anything that's going to like get you to the next round or anything.
Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl.
Oh, can we please not start with this crap?
Yeah, what's the next game?
No
matter what, whatever QB's there, it's probably handing that ball to Henry most of the time.
Delaware quarterback next. Where's Brandon Kopech when you need him?
Yuck.
Who? Brandon Kopech?
Delaware.
Oh, yeah. I'm just wondering why he came up.
Shout out to Five Home Road because he's a Delaware guy. So it was Joe Flacco.
Okay.
The most boring game of the weekend.
Disagree. But go on.
I can't wait for you to tell me why. New Orleans, I forget. Yeah, they covered that. I think it was 21-9 or something. It was just
21-21.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was just defense.
The Bears suck.
Yeah, the Bears suck. Drew Brees got his licks in when he could. Alvin Kamara just runs show every time they play.
He's
pretty good at football.
Michael Thomas had a nice TD reception. So what happened with Nickelodeon, dude?
I tuned in. I made sure I tuned in. I was on Twitter, you know, I'm catching everyone was saying it's like watching football in acid. So I was like, I got to get down and give this a look. It wasn't as delivered on that line, but I mean, pretty cool. The slime was cool. The announcers, I felt like I belonged in that booth. I think I could. What's that guy? What's the little? Did you guys watch it on Nick?
No, I didn't want to. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I want to
hear your perspective.
Oh, yeah. They when you score a touchdown, like slime goes off. But there was a little fucking slime run reporter. What the fuck was his name? Like
Luke Larton.
I could have done his job. I think I would have done really good.
Like during the game.
During the game, it was just like Nickelodeon graphics on the field and like. Kids were in the booth. Not kids.
I didn't watch this game, so I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, I didn't watch
it. I'm not going to say it's the only game I watched, but I was tuned in.
If Michael Thomas can catch the ball for the New Orleans Saints, they're going to have a chance. And I was just like, why is this lady in the booth? But then it's on Nickelodeon, so it's like,
yeah, there was a lot. They were bringing Young Sheldon was in the mix. Fucking, they were bringing up SpongeBob was always in there. Anytime they kicked the field goal, SpongeBob was in the post.
I got a lot of beef with the Young Sheldon kid.
Yeah, I didn't like him either.
He disgusts me.
I didn't. What is he on Nickelodeon? I didn't really get what he was doing there.
I don't know what channel that's on.
I didn't like that part, but overall. This is the first game they've ever done this, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I haven't seen
it. I hope that's the last.
I don't think it will be. I think they'll be back.
Keep it going.
What was it, last week? They had a game on Amazon Prime. Like, you had to have Amazon Prime to fucking watch the game.
Yeah, but that's not Slime Time Live.
No, it's even worse. It's like you... Yeah, what the fuck? Jeff Bezos, man.
Well, Mitch Trubisky did win the Nickelodeon MVP award post-game.
And he lost, and the only thing he had was a... End of the game garbage touchdown pass.
I blame that guy. I blame that bum who would have covered the spread. That bum who dropped the trick pass. That's fucking.
Oh, yeah.
I would have had that.
Magic catches that 11 times out of
easy.
I catch that. I catch that twice. Realistically,
I think you slip at least 5 times.
Maybe, but I say I catch it twice. I do.
I think that changes the game if he catches that. That would have been a big first quarter play. Momentum shift. I don't know if they win, but it would have been a different game.
Something, yeah.
In the upset of the weekend, the last game of the weekend, the Cleveland Browns upset the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, how do you like that, George Brodo?
Yeah, how do you like it, George? Cooper, you suck bags. Fucking
big,
losers.
Big Steelers fans, I assume.
Oh, they've been talking so much shit all year. We've been like first round.
I said to them like two weeks ago when they were raving about like the 11, I was like, first round playoff exit. And what do you know? It happens.
Pumped,
I mean, I'm not
going to
say I'm a genius, but everything's kind of pointing at it. So they got out quick to a 28-0 lead. First of all, the game started out with a Marquise Pouncey
snap.
Went into the end zone. The Browns got it.
Yeah, it's a touchdown.
I won't give Roethlisberger. Everyone's hating on Roethlisberger about how he played. Dude threw the ball 68 times.
Oh, yeah. No.
68 fucking times.
They got like 37 points.
Yards.
He tried.
Yeah.
Four tried.
No, those are straight up Ryan Fitzmagic. Four touchdowns, four picks, 501 yards passing, 68 pass attempts. If you get one more, I bet you have a chance to win that game. Leave it at that. But.
That's fair.
I felt bad. He looks pretty sad at the end.
And then all these guys keeps talking
he,
like.
He might be dumb.
He's probably done.
I hope not.
Dobbs time.
You always love to see Big Ben out there.
But Smith-Schuster was talking trash after the game. The rookie from, is it Claypool?
Yeah.
Yeah, saying that like, oh, they're still going to get waxed next round. And, you know, I don't know about that either. We'll
see, that's when you got to like, you got to take the ball and walk home.
How many quarterbacks that just lost this first round never play a game again? Does Roethlisberger play a game again?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he does.
I think he does.
Does Philip Rivers play a game again?
Yeah, he definitely does.
I think Philip does.
I don't think he does.
I think the only one that's going to retire is Drew Brees. That's it.
If you're a Steelers fan, you should be praying for Big Ben to retire.
I think Big Ben's done.
They have like 26 free agents, and he's like a $40 million cap hit.
Does Alex Smith play again?
Like, get the fuck out of here.
I'm not saying...
Yeah, you're right. A lot of QBs probably are done.
Every single one that lost.
The only one I want done is Philip Rivers.
I think he's. I think
he needs to go home and be a father.
Yeah, go take care of those kids, Phil.
Be a father, Phil. We don't need to see you fucking throw shitty passes.
Yeah, your garbage time fantasy.
He throws like a his release is terrible.
He throws like an idiot.
I want what I really want, like Philip Rivers to like end up with is because he's from that area. So the hypothetically the Falcons dump Matt Ryan and Philip Rivers becomes the Falcons quarterback, and they just win like four. Games. Yeah, it'd be fucking awesome.
He'd be a beautiful Falcon.
Beautiful
Falcons.
The Cowboys hired fucking the Falcons coach today.
Yeah, Dan Quinn as a defensive coordinator.
Nice.
Yeah. Doesn't sound good.
No, the fuck?
Pray for Jimmy.
Yeah. Sounds like another late game comeback. Yeah.
The guy who lost the 28-3 game, you wanted to run your defense?
I wouldn't.
Yeah? Not me.
Now that you got our takes on the wild card round, though, we have... you know, four upcoming games this week, and I kind of put them out there through time. So we have the L.A. Rams on the road, kind of depleted, up in Green Bay against the Packers. Packers, 7-point spread. What do you guys want to do? Want to do spreads or want to do the game?
Let's be real, man.
All right, spreads. All right.
You got more? Do you have more gambling info out, like over-unders or anything like that? It doesn't matter.
In my head, no. Yeah, we'll just go games. I'll start it off. So the Packers favored by 7. I'm going to take the pack here. I think at home, especially if it's cold up in Wisconsin, you know, in early, mid-January, Rams coming in kind of beat up. I think this is an easy game for the Packers to win by double digits. Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, forget about it.
It's a bold approach to what I'm going to say next here is the Rams cover, but the Packers win the Super Bowl.
All right, let's stay to this week now.
I'm just saying. I don't want to say I'm off the Packers.
Yeah, Rams you cover. Said about the Rays too. Let's
move on. They fucking lost the World Series. You fuck off.
Whatever. Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck you.
I think the Packers by a billion. I think the Rams just played the game of their life. I think their defense, I think they're beat up now. Donald's hurt. I don't think he's 100%. He's definitely going to play because that guy's just a machine. But
yeah, asterisk. My pick doesn't count. I just no pick.
I'm
yeah.
just so frustrated with Russell Wilson. Like, how do you lose that game?
Horribly.
How do you lose that game? Yeah, that was so bad. What do you think, Magic? Who's pulling it out? Packers favored by 7 over the Rams.
Pack. Got to go the Packers here. Yeah.
I like it.
I don't know.
And the Aaron Rodgers like reasoning, like he used to date Danica Patrick, like that's pretty good.
Olivia
yeah,
Munn.
Yeah.
Well, what? Didn't he date her?
He was dating.
Yeah, they broke up.
Yeah, he dated Danica Patrick.
He just donated big to the Barstool Fund, so he's got the karma on his side. Yeah.
Boom. There's another good promo.
Good. Yeah. Rams are hurt. That Goff is screwed.
And it's done. Yeah. Well, actually, all these games look pretty good for the most part, but the next one's Baltimore on the road against the Bills. Bills favored by 2.5 points. This is going to be a slugfest.
I like this. This is going to be really... This is the best one. Nah, well, minus Bucks Saints.
Yeah. I think that one's the... But I'm going to take the Bills here just because of how well they've been playing. I don't think anyone can cover Stephon Diggs. Right now,
Diggs.
2.5 points. I think that's great value. If you want to ask Anton, I think he'd agree.
No? Two and a half. Yes, yeah. I mean, I'm with you. I'm with you on Buffalo, and I think that Bills D, that D line's like really underrated or rated well. People know they're good. I think they can contain Jackson, and I think they can really just stop him. He can't throw the ball like he has been.
A thing with the Bills too is they've shown they can put up like 50 points no problem.
Right.
If they do that early on, the Ravens are not the type of team that's built to come back.
No, I'm on the Bills myself.
Cuz he can't just keep running. He's got to throw the ball downfield if you're down by a couple touchdowns, you know.
Oh yeah, Bills all day, baby.
As we get into our Bills.
He said it quietly just to get the chance.
Run the table, boys.
You said Josh Allen.
You should have just called
Josh Allen. Bills Mafia.
Ravens.
We're all in agreement here.
I was on the Ravens all year.
Yep.
No. Yeah, that's your favorite.
We got here. We got the Cleveland Browns, the upsetting team coming in the divisional round against top seed Kansas City. Now Kansas City's a 10-point favorite at home. for me, I think this is going to be a hell of a game. And anyone not giving the Browns a chance, I think that's outrageous. I think their offense really really can move the ball. They have probably the best backfield in the league.
The best. You know, I don't think it's close.
Yeah, with Chubb and Hunt. I think the Kareem Hunt revenge game, you can also look at that. It doesn't have anything to do with thing, but that's also like in the undercard there. I think Mahomes is going to come. But you know what? They've had like two bye weeks in a row. They didn't look good in the last two games. I'm not saying they're going to lose, but I don't think they're going to win by 10 or more points. I'm taking the Cleveland here.
Big Ben just threw four picks, and they had a fumble and still threw for 500 yards. Mahomes is going to fucking shred that defense. The Chiefs are going to win by 100.
I hate that. Very confidently said.
All right, so I'm Browns plus 10 here.
I'm with Adam here. Mahomes is going to win. Mahomes is going to win. He might win by 9.
Or 11, dude.
I just know, but I love this Browns running game so much. If Baker can just not suck terribly, not turn the ball over. Miles Garrett's an absolute savage. He can slow down a lot of the game, make a big play. I think the Browns can cover.
The thing also to Steele's point is that this is a Browns team that lost to the New York Jets like 3 weeks ago. So hopefully we don't get
firm. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If Baker Mayfield is – if he can just play in a solid game.
He tends to rise to the occasion when he plays a good team, and obviously he's playing a really good team on Sunday.
And they got nothing to lose. They just won their Super Bowls that last game. So
they're gonna, they?
To them, yeah, I think so. I think beating Pittsburgh, that was
– definitely kind of. Like not fully, but so like definitely kind of.
Like they're gonna be riding heavy this.
Is week. It gonna be a wild card weekend hangover? Or are they just gonna fucking lay in hell?
They could. Like this is a very tough one
actually,
to predict.
This is actually a big question. Is Arrowhead how many fans they letting in?
Not too much. I mean enough, but like probably
because Arrowhead's a big time home.
They said tonight the college football championship 16,000. So I could imagine it's somewhere around those neck of the woods.
That's enough.
The bunch of those inbred Bama fans probably sneaking in.
Take it easy, pal. Oh, if you guys are listening, Alabama already won the national championship, just letting you know.
Did they?
Not a fact. That's not a fact.
Well, when you listen to this, they'll be the national champions. So
I think I'm going.
That's
going
to be a hell of a soundbite, if not.
I'm riding Browns here just because I want that.
Mark that down just in case. I want that marked down.
They won.
See how it goes.
They already won.
I want Browns fucking Bills, so I gotta put some magic on this game. This has got to go Browns' way.
Plus 10.
I don't know how the fuck they're going to do it, but
the Bills game this week, Saturday, divisional weekend, the night game is like the saddest thing that they can't have fans at. Like, this year.
Yeah, no, this is
that
this
would
is
be
everything.
A zoo.
But imagine the Cleveland Bills AFC championship.
Yuck.
Dude, that's not yuck. That's the best fucking that's Cleveland, the greatest yuck. Fucking
if
AFC.
If there was ever allowed like tailgate for that, do you know how many people would get beat up?
I'd be nuts.
And it would be like
thinking amount of people shitting themselves.
Yeah. I think it almost
over 100.
It's like we've just
because geographically, like
Misery
Buffalo and Cleveland are very close.
They Misery yeah. loves company. Any. I think they'd almost get along.
Like, I do too. I don't think they'd even care.
They would get it. Like, we're both here. Like, let's fucking. You jump through this table, I'll jump through that one.
We'll lick some shit after the game. Like, who knows what they're. I need it. Fuck the Chiefs. I'm riding with the Browns.
That's right.
It's not the pick I want. Go. I mean,
it's
believe
the pick
it.
You need.
It's the pick I need. Give it to me, Cleveland.
Sunday night, game of the weekend, no doubt. Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be taking on the Saints in New Orleans for the third time they'll be playing this year. The Saints are favored by 3. Smack the Bucs in both matchups. You know, I obviously everyone at this table loves Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski. You name it. Honestly, big fan of the Tampa Bay Bucs. I'll be rooting for them, but I don't know. I think the Saints are just outmatch them, power Alvin Kamara through the backfield, you know, their defense playing well. Just I don't think it's going to be Tom Brady's fault, but I just don't think they have the coaching to keep up.
Sean Payton is the X factor of this game.
Yeah.
He's 10 times better than Bruce Arians, and and I think he will coach them, but
I'm saying I hope Tom proves me the fuck wrong.
I wish Sean Payton just didn't like have a love affair with Taysom Hill. Like that may come down. But I don't get it, but I'm gonna go on a limb and say Bucks by at least 10.5.
The Bucks are gonna win?
Yep.
Oh wow, okay.
Let's at least 10 fucking and a half. Ride. I love it. I love it.
Might bet it.
You know? Yeah. Let's get it. Yeah, dude.
Throw some flavor on that.
They get up.
Beating Tom 3 times? No way.
That's the number one stat that I'm like. No way. In my head, I'm like, no way.
Beating Tom, being 3-0 versus Tom in one season, not a chance.
That's the stat that makes me want to like agree with you, but I don't see it. I think this is the Saints' year.
I'm not even saying Tom. I'll even go further. I'll say Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette combined for 3 touchdowns rushing.
Leonard Fournette did a great job of like not being terrible.
And Rojo was great. I bet they scored 3.
Well, he didn't play last week. He was hurt, but
he started off early. He started.
He didn't start. No.
He played in the first quarter, didn't he?
No, he didn't. I don't mean to be like
No, I'm not. I thought I saw him in the first quarter. My bad.
What game were you watching?
Tito's.
Love it. The great another sponsor.
Tito's Corner, baby.
Come on, Tommy.
Yep.
That's all I'm going to say. Once again, this is one. I don't care what the right pick is. There is only one pick here. Fucking put. New England's got to put it all on the line for Tommy. Bet him. He's going to bring us home.
I love it. I'm so like I want to bet the Bucks actually so bad.
You're disgusting. Yeah,
That's not a bad take, dude. They dismantled the Bucks twice.
You're being smart, but I don't like smart.
And it's simply by just field position. They get them to 3 and out the first time.
You're talking
time,
about field and then they position. Never see have the some ball pride. Again. Have some dignity. Christ. You're an embarrassment.
It's about honor.
Look about at respect. Yeah, you can't say that quote anymore. Kidding me?
Man. I'll be wearing my Tom Brady fucking lucky shirt. Yeah, I'm holding the goat this weekend.
What Tom Brady game's your favorite?
The next one. Finally, someone got that for you.
There we go. We're all looking forward to that conference championship Sunday, Super Bowl. Wait,
can we before we go on?
Yep.
Just to go off, Tom Brady loses last game ever.
No. They're already like
yes.
I think they're already set. I think they're gonna win the Super Bowl next year. That's my Super Bowl pick next year.
Why
next year?
Yeah, what?
Because it takes them a year to establish. I said it when he signed with Tampa day one. I'm like, they're gonna win the Super Bowl.
They give him 5 Pro Bowl receivers. Yeah, I guess.
Or even just a year to like get more people on the defense.
True, he has proven now that like
they have the second best defense in the league, ranks wise.
That's what I'm saying. They're getting better though. They were getting shit on.
Well, let's go back to back. New dynasty, Tampa Bay. Fucking the Rays might be in the World Series next year. Lightning.
Yeah, let's hold your breath.
Titletown, Tampa Titletown. I'll be there.
I'll go on to the Padres. I'm glad that I missed.
I'm buying a house now.
I missed a few weeks, so that would hurt.
So switching gears here now. UFC main events. We got 2 of them coming up in the next week. This Saturday, Calvin Kattar and Max Holloway will be taking on in UFC Fight Night.
Fight Island, too.
Yeah, you know, Kattar's a Methuen guy, Mass product. He's going up against an absolute legend in Max Holloway. If Kattar wins, he's definitely going to get a title shot against Volkanovski. I think it's going to be a hell of a fight. Holloway is one of my favorite all-time fighters. Steel, I'll throw it to the floor to you here. Wow, who do you like?
I want Kattar to win, and like one of the biggest reasons is a Kattar win absolutely like explodes this division, and like I really want that. Like
it'd be good for the UFC.
Yeah, like yeah. Ortega's there. Korean Zombie's in that division. The dude's a beat. Who's the guy who has beat Kattar?
Yeah, he's coming up.
He's gonna be there as well, and it would just like because they need something. Like Max Holloway's still number one technically, but he's lost to Volkanovski twice. So like.
Yeah,
he's not number one, and now it's like 2 through 6, and Kattar's the 6.
He's been this guy's been a punch toy for a little bit, but Kattar's beat the absolute hell out of Jeremy Stephens there that last fight. It was a massacre.
Oh yeah, no, he'll kick his ass.
That's what I'm saying though. With Max Holloway, has seen has been very open to just like getting knocked out, and like the last couple times he's lost, it's been because
they just keep beating on them. Yeah, it has nothing to do with like technique or anything like that.
Were those title fights against that Volkanovski guy? Both of them.
Yeah.
They were. I remember that dude. He's a fucking savage.
Yeah, he's a little beast. He's a little fucking. He's a little pit bull.
But Cater's,
I like Holloway too, though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Every time I think Cater's gonna lose, he doesn't. He just keeps going. I think he's gonna lose here. I think Max Holloway takes it though.
Man, he's just fucking petting all over against his own hometown.
I'm with him. I think Holloway fucking smashed him.
Yeah, the veteran.
Lost three of his last four, though.
Yeah against good guys. I mean, Cater's a good guy, too. Don't get me wrong, but this is a tough matchup. Calvin Cater's never fought anyone like Max Holloway.
How are their fighting styles?
That's what he's there for.
Fighting style comparability?
Pretty similar, yeah.
Is it staying up or on the going to the ground?
Mostly staying up, I would say.
Okay. Nice. Max Holloway can do it all, though.
He can definitely do it, but I feel like...
But Cater's way more of a striker, I'll say
I
that.
Feel like those two are going to end up standing up anyway.
Mm-hmm. I'll go Cater. It's yeah. Fucking let's put I want Holloway to retire. That'll be three losses in a row. It's Cater's time.
Yeah. It's his time, boys. It's his time.
Although I wouldn't want to be the guy who has to fight the Volkanovski guy, because unless you're the Korean, what's his name? The Korean
zombie. Chang Sung Jang. Yeah, he's coming. Or some shit like that. Brian Ortega, though, he's in that division, too, and he only fought, like, once last year.
Well, speaking of Max Holloway, Dustin Poirier had a win over him in 2019. That's what the main event will be, not this upcoming weekend, the next week, as a return of the almighty, notorious Conor McGregor returns. I just can't wait for it to happen again. His last fight with Cowboy Cerrone, that, like, wasn't enough. And everyone, like, asked the questions, like, can he even, like, still fight? Is Cowboy Cerrone just going to be a boxing bag to him? Like, that's exactly what it was. He even started getting some crazy, like, shoulder hits in. It's probably like a year ago from right now. We were in Pittsburgh watching that fight at
almost
that casino
exactly
that time.
Yeah.
That was his last fight?
Yeah,
that was his last one. I like McGregor here. I think it's going to be an absolute showdown. Poirier, obviously, coming off the loss from Khabib last year. Took down Dan Hooker, but that fight was close too. That fight was a bang.
That fight was
strange. Was a really good fight. This is a tough fight to judge because you haven't seen McGregor in a while, and Poirier is kind of doing his own thing. You know, they fought years ago,
yeah,
and McGregor won, so this is a rematch. But I see themselves in two completely different perspectives as they were back then.
Oh yeah, no, it's not even. It's absolutely fight one in theory.
Yeah.
Like 100%.
Uh-huh. But I mean, as the fanmanship, as like me watching both these fighters, I'm taking McGregor, but I think it's going to be a good fight.
I completely agree. I mean, I'm as a fan, I'm going to be rooting for McGregor, obviously. Mm-hmm. But Poirier's last fights, I mean, other than the Khabib fight, he's got wins over Pettis, Gaethje, Alvarez, Holloway, Dan Hooker.
Yeah,
and I mean,
then
he runs into Buzzsaw Khabib, and that went horribly for him.
Yeah, like anyone else has.
That happens, you know what I mean?
That is value.
That's what I'm saying, value. Like Poirier, like, I don't think the odds are out yet. But if
they've been out. Oh, yeah.
If Poirier's a big plus,
McGregor
then, like,
was, like, minus 330, and Poirier really was, like, plus in the twos.
You should take Poirier as a value pick.
Yeah,
if he's in the twos.
Yeah, I've been reading it. I've been following this.
I didn't see the line on my... my side.
Like, I didn't know that.
But they might have taken it off, but I've seen it right around that area. McGregor maybe down to 270, minus 270 up to 360, minus 360.
He's just an absolute savage, though. He looks like he's just...
I am not going to bet against
yeah.
Conor.
Yeah, I'm going to root for Conor. But
I'm not going to bet against him.
When he's
like plus 270, though. That's like...
But when he fought Diaz, he lost to Diaz and them, he seemed like a kid. You know what I mean? And now he's just kind of like a built machine. You know what I mean? Like, it's way more of a business to him than it ever was.
It's still just hard because you don't see him, though. That's the tough part. You know what I mean? Like,
he puts out pictures on his Instagram and stuff. I mean, no, that's just, like, different.
Sick.
But he's looking like a beast. That's all I'm saying. Dude, with a shaved head and looks like a psychopath.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, all of them do.
that's fair. Like,
the guy who gets fucking pummeled on the prelims, it looks like a psychopath. You know what I mean?
Stepping in
that's a great point,
Providence, against your little fucking brother.
Yeah.
No fucking face shots after one.
This is a throwaway game in Rochester. Yeah.
Shout out Lights Out Lang. He'll be fighting soon. Great promos coming from the guy. Past couple weeks. I don't know. Looks like he went with someone else than us for his promo vids, but they've been great.
Yeah, who's he fighting?
He's fighting this guy, Trapzilla. I don't know.
Oh, he looks like a beast.
Trapzilla's a big boy, but...
Trapzilla's a fucking huge boy.
Lightsail Lang is Lightsail the best Lang's fighter that's shit? Ever existed, so...
Muhammad Ali.
It comes through Braintree, motherfucker. Come and get it, Trapzilla. What was I going to say about McGregor here, though? If he does win, I hope he starts talking shit about Jake Paul in that interview. I hope he just shuts him down. I hope he says, I'm not going to fight you, you little punk. Something really fucking cool.
I just hope he doesn't even acknowledge it. I think.
Yeah, I want the Pauls to get out of my life.
No, he has to.
I'm completely with Steel. I just get them out of my fucking life.
They're not going anywhere. Freaking the brothers fighting Floyd Mayweather like next month.
There's people in nursing homes that would knock Nate Robinson out.
Yeah.
that's a hot take.
It is, but that was such a bad performance. Oh
it was terrible.
Yeah.
It was. I mean, I've looked better. I looked better in the ring maybe than Nate Robinson did.
That's debatable.
All right, fair enough.
At least he tried to throw the punch.
Fair enough.
Yeah, our last topic of the night, quick one here. So with the departure of Zdeno Chara to the Washington Capitals, the Boston Bruins decide to name longtime forward Patrice Bergeron as the captain of the team. What do we think, guys? What do you think, Steele?
Love it. Love it.
Okay. How about the gag? Did you see the gag?
Yeah.
When they were like,
hey, Marshawn.
Hey, Marshawn, you ready to be captain? Like, they're like, oh, just kidding. This is pretty good.
We're waiting for him to get that C for a while, and the day has finally come. Thursday night, let's go.
I mean, yeah, who else would they would have given it to? I mean,
that was kind of hit the gag, Marshawn or him, and he's clearly, I mean, think about it. He's been playing since 2003. The Red Sox won their first.
Who cares?
World Series. playing since 2003.
That's a good stat. 17 years? That's a good stat.
Oh, yeah, he was 18.
He's only like 34.
Yeah.
That math adds up, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. When's the season start?
I remember him fucking
young, fucking little Patrice.
Easily
Bergeron.
My favorite Bruin of all time. Oh, yeah. Patrice Bergeron.
God bless him. Got to be a hell of a year.
Yeah, I had a little category in here since we're on team. So who is your favorite like Boston sports captain all time?
One, mine's not Boston. It's the captain on the Yankees, Derek Jeter.
Oh, yeah.
But
I can't hate because I'm a low key Derek Cheater guy, even as a Red Sox fan. But yeah, I'll give you that. Anyone else? Who's a captain of the Rays, dude?
They don't believe in it. Numbers only.
Give me Paul Pierce. Although I was going to say
the truth.
The truth is the best.
Yeah. God.
I just like Big Poppy because of the whole of the whole 2013 thing.
Oh, so cool.
This is all fucking city.
Yuck. That sucks.
Paul Pierce probably said something similar too. Who knows?
Not to mention Poppy like hit a grand slam to tie things up. I don't think David Ortiz was taking shit during fucking first.
Paul Pierce got taken out and on a fucking wheelchair and came back.
Yeah, he went to go take a shit.
Just
somebody's
got
to do it.
And yeah. Poppy fucking go out on a stretcher anyway.
If think about just replay that whole thing, like if you had to take like a huge shit that you like couldn't even like do, and you were in the finals, like I probably would have gone on like a wheelchair myself.
Oh, it's the only move. Yeah. What are you gonna do? Stand up?
Who's Lamar Jackson? Do you
what if you just laid loose in the middle of?
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like that's all there is.
I would have respected that. If he just drained a three and it's just leaking out of him, oh, that's gross. But he would have done it if anyway. He would have held that righteous. Fucking yeah. held that three too. Right. I missed.
He would have fucking wiped his ass and fucking freaking right.
That was the best team ever. We'll never get that again.
This is beautiful. Folks, want to thank you for tuning in, as well as Alex Radcliffe for coming on the pod. Steel and Naz t-shirts are always available for purchase, so get on it. That's all from Steel and Naz, Mass Music Radio's Pioneer Podcast. Be safe out there, guys. One love.